Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 352 for Thursday, April 16th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market ended weaker on Thursday due to the strong Canadian dollar and liquidation selling. Canola was down $12 to $13, with the nearby May contract down $13.90 at $444.70 per ton, while the July contract was down $13.20 at $443.60 per ton. Large funds started liquidating early today as they did not want to get caught in long positions. The Canadian dollar was sharply stronger against its U.S. counterpart, which contributed to the declines as it made canola less attractive to domestic crushers and exporters. However, investors were reluctant to sell ahead of the Statistics Canada Planting Intentions report that is due out next week, and farmers were reluctant to sell due to the proximity of spring planting. European rapeseed futures were slightly higher, which limited the losses. Canola also took some strength from soy meal, which was slightly higher. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans ended unchanged with the May contract at $9.66 per bushel. There was better-than-expected demand for soybeans as the USDA said net soybean sales last week were 313,000 tons. That was up significantly from the previous week and the four-week average. However, U.S. stockpiles of soybeans are still expected to be four times higher than a year ago, and crop yields in South America are also expected to be higher than initially thought. Corn was narrowly mixed on both sides of unchanged, with the May contract checking in at $3.76 a bushel. Seeding has begun in Illinois and Iowa, so active field work is underway in those two states, which pressured prices. Analysts expect the next crop progress report to show that serious planting progress has been made in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt. One analyst said he expects 15% of the U.S. crop is now in the ground. That compares to just 2% last week. Wheat was up 1 to 4 cents with the July contract in Chicago at $4.93 per bushel. The fund short position in Chicago is huge right now, with over 100,000 contracts being held. Forecasts for continued rain in the U.S. Great Plains were bearish, as the moisture is expected to help the crop. The USDA said there were 47,900 metric tons of net wheat delivered in 2014-15, which was disappointing. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, April 16th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.